This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's take a deep breath. This may be a wild ride. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of September 28th to October the 2nd. About a month away from the election. Wow, some people are voting already. That'll be part of what we talk about. There's a lot going on here, so let's get right to it. Michael Harrison is the person in the know, and we'll go through the top stories and the top people of the week as we usually do when we get together for this hour. But let there be no mistake. There are things here that really do need to feel and see and hear the light of day. So let's go through the story first, Michael. As the list has changed, the work at Talkers never ends. You're listening to all these programs, talking to all the hosts, and so it's a very fluid list, as one might expect, given what's going on in the world every day, every minute, every moment.
Wow.
Everything changes.
Change.
Yeah. It's almost, it really is very difficult to do a week in review because weeks seem like months. Yeah. But this is a week in review, so our survey is based upon the week. And isn't it amazing how a week now really is in terms of change? It might as well be 6 months, a quarter. It's just absurd.
Well, the time goes, it feels like 5 minutes ago that you were here doing last week's countdown.
Yeah,
and that's part of it as well.
But look how much has changed. We opened up the week where the Supreme Court battle was the major topic, packing, and we were going into the presidential debate, long awaited. The debate obviously was going to be the big thing, and we ended with the president and the first lady testing positive as we go into the weekend, and who the hell knows what that is going to mean.
Right.
So
very interesting. Even with that, the expressions of concern and good wishes that have come from people, the Russian leadership, you've got, maybe we should go through the names and the people and the stories, and then we can anecdotally talk about how this all sort of shakes out, Michael.
Yeah, but it's a little bit, again, from the moment that we're speaking now, and this program is heard at different times, right, on a lot of stations around the country.
Yeah, over a three-day period, yes.
So how do we know what the world's going to be like on Sunday? You know, so it's very, challenging to be as specific as possible without sounding outdated in a moment. It's so funny. We live in the era of on-demand broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And yet, there's never been more of a need for ongoing live broadcasting every minute. We should do the Talk Radio Countdown Show of the past minute's top 10 topics.
Right, maybe we have to do an hour a day now on this instead of...
This show really should be a daily look at the 10 mm-hmm. most talked about topics. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that being said,
podcast.
Number 10... Yeah?
Yeah. We go.
Who has the
opportunity for you and I to do a podcast? There it is.
Actually, you might be right. At number 10, we have psychology and relationships. I mean, we are having a collective trauma, is the term Psychology Magazine, Psychology Today puts it. And despair, loneliness, frustration, anger, thoughts of suicide, relationships breaking up, families breaking up, friendships breaking up, stress over the election. We're in a terrible psychological state collectively as a society, and I assume it's going on around the world.
Well, it is, and you and I have talked about the astrology of this, even though we have similar spiritual beliefs. You don't think much for, you don't give much credence to astrology. But I will tell you something. All of the things that I have learned and heard and found regarding the astrological impact of what's going on this year are coming right, and everything is right on time and right in tune with what I have been told, what the predictions are. So let's see where it all shakes out. Maybe it doesn't make any difference where the information comes from. What makes a difference is how you deal with all of these things as they sort of collide, because that's what they're, all the stuff is coming together in the next month, in everything, including the end of the world from the asteroid.
The end of the world has always been coming, and as far as I'm concerned, astrology.
Remember that song? Do you remember that song?
Which song?
The End of the World. Don't you remember that song?
Skeeter Davis? Yeah.
No. That was that. No.
Don't they know it's the end of the world because you don't want to go out with me?
Yeah, anymore. No. There's another song. I'm going to have Phil find it. And we'll air it after we go through.
How about in the year 2525?
Yeah, that's
In the year 2525.
If man is still alive,
right.
Won't need his arms, won't need his legs. Yeah,
right. Okay. What a brain in a jar. Mm-hmm. All right, number 9, U.S. foreign affairs. I mean, where do we begin? Turkey, Syria, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. What a mess. Yeah. At number 8, natural disasters, climate change.
We could summarize this whole thing looking at the chaos that's going on. If you wanted to not pay any attention to the astrological impacts of the planets, you just have to look at the number of people that are on the planet. There's too many people. This is a sign of things to come. The world cannot be managed or controlled because there are too many of us walking around. You say, wow, that's pretty arrogant. What do you propose to do about it? I don't think we're going to have to do anything about it. I think it's going to take care of itself, frankly, as we're seeing. I mean, all of this disruption is going to end up someplace, boys and girls. Anyway, go ahead, Michael.
Maybe we should build low-income housing on Mars or something. We definitely have to get out of this place if it's the last thing we ever do. Okay, number 8, we have...
You couldn't resist, I know.
We're laughing fools. At number 8, natural disasters and climate change. At number 7, the education crisis and school openings and closings and openings and closings and openings and nobody coming. Yeah. At number 6, race relations, police reform, and law and order. Law and order. At number 5, the economy, business openings, stimulus, gridlock, and sports. And number 4, and the reason sports is there is because sports is not about sports anymore. I mean, sports is about politics, it's about health, it's about business, it's just, unga bunga. At number 4, healthcare, vaccines, masks, and social distancing. Well, that was given new life by the latest, of course, news revelation.
Mm-hmm.
What about the masks and social distancing argument that's going to, I mean, picture how that's going to change now that the president...
Well, all of Trump's family sat there without masks on. Most of the Biden people had masks on. None of the Trump people did, and that'll be interesting.
You know what really ticks me off, in all seriousness, about this whole discussion about masks and social distancing, is that you never hear, back to what we're talking about, how things change, you don't hear anything being said anymore about Herman Cain. You know, mm-hmm. And boy, does that tie into this whole issue, doesn't it? Think about it. Herman Cain was a healthy guy, and he went to the rally, and he died.
Yeah. Listen, my son's best friend, they are both 42. They went to school together, to high school, college together, live near each other in California. This kid became a big-time, very, very astute, smart guy who has made his way in the business world and become very successful. His wife is one of the most prolific movie writers in the country. You'd recognize her name if I told you who it was. He's come down with it, and he's very sick. Brendan told me last night that they were back and forth on FaceTime. He was in the hospital for 2.5 days. Ooh. He didn't get onto an incubator. Or a ventilator, and he could be a ventilator. But he's home, and he's very sick. And here's a healthy guy.
How old is this guy?
42.
Oh, boy.
All right.
So much for certain statistics that are flowing around politically.
Yeah, listen, there are always exceptions to the rule, Michael, as you know.
Yep. All right, so here, as of Friday, when this survey was finalized, number 3 is POTUS and FLOTUS test positive. Along with COVID-19 stats and projections. If that happened Monday, it probably would have been the number one topic. I mean, not even probably, it definitely would have been.
Would be.
The President of the United States, at 74 years old and somewhat overweight, having this potentially deadly disease is one of the greatest health crises to face the presidency in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the last time we faced anything like this was when Reagan was shot. And prior to that, aside from the Kennedy assassination, because there was no health crisis, he was killed. But Eisenhower had a heart attack at one point, and Richard Nixon was president.
Just before the election. I remember I was about 10 years old. You were about the same age. Just before the election, he had a heart attack.
When Ike had that heart attack, that was that everybody held their breath.
And Nixon was his vice president.
Nixon took over the presidency for a while.
Yeah.
At number two, I don't know whether it was official or not, but he was doing the job.
Yeah, he was doing the work.
At number two, and it brings up all kinds of questions about, you know, if POTUS gets sick. I mean, and he's not well, you know, it's hard to be president even when you're well. Pence is going to have to step up to the plate now.
Yeah.
You may agree or disagree with him, but he's certainly capable of handling operations. I think he's a capable individual.
I would say he would be a good general manager.
Right.
Is he an intellect that can come up with ideas? I don't know that that's the case, but he is. I think he would be capable as a manager to keep the wheels from falling off. Maybe.
It's going to be very interesting to see him and Kamala Harris debate. It's going to be quite a contrast to the one that we saw, although who knows. She might go after him viciously, and he may withstand her quite effectively. It'll be interesting to see.
She's vicious. You remember how she went after him?
She's extremely
savage.
Vicious.
Yeah.
Her viciousness to Biden is what cost her
now,
the primary.
Would the women who are listening say that we said that's a sexist comment? We would never.
I don't care if they say it or not, because the fact is that Trump is vicious.
Yeah. I mean,
Trump is
vicious. Trump was, by the way, they're two peas in a pod. And whether people realize it, I've never interviewed Trump, but I've interviewed her. And her force is so negative. The energy around her is so negative. Because the energy around Joe Biden is actually pretty positive, I think. The energy around Pence is bad. It's just kind of neutral. We haven't finished yet. Okay, go ahead.
No. Number two, Supreme Court battle and the court packing issue. Number one, presidential race, the debate, and the mail-in ballot issue.
All right, we'll get to the people list in a matter of moments here. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed with any smart adjustable base, plus special financing and free premium delivery. Ends Tuesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Mm-hmm. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our overview of the charts for the week of September 28th to October 2nd, the work of Talkers Magazine is to come up with the stories, listening to the stations, talking to the hosts, getting their fingers on the pulse, if you will. Michael and his staff do that. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers. The list is always available at talkers.com, by the way. Now, the people list for this week, we haven't gotten to that yet. Let's touch the names, Michael, shall we?
Yeah, okay. We have Melania Trump at number 10. We have Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping tied at number 9. Chris Wallace is at 8. Poor Chris Wallace. He's taken it on the chin for doing an impossible job. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. Breonna Taylor is at 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. 5 is Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin. Dr. Tony Fauci hangs in there as a guy we talk about at number 4. Number 3, Amy Coney Barrett. Number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, Donald Trump. And there are a lot of other people that are being talked about as well. Hope Hicks is being talked about. And,
yeah. You know Hannity got a call from the president on his program. I forget which day it was, that was aimed at clarifying what he said about, I keep calling them the Pep Boys. The Proud Boys.
Yeah, I think that it's safe to say that Trump has disavowed his refusal to disavow.
I think you're right.
At this point. Again, the major story of the week, from our perspective here, talking about the weak stories, the big story is that he didn't disavow white supremacy. That the fact at the end of the week that he did, which is hardly being discussed, it's again, the timing on all of this is very difficult to put into context.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, the sincerity of it all. So many of the things that politicians do, there's a term that has become popular in the last 2 years. It's called walking it back.
Yes.
Walking it back. That gives it, it's so, like, what is it, a yo-yo trick?
Yeah, well, let's, the expressions of concern and good wishes for the Trump speedy recovery that have come in from Russia and India and Britain and other countries and from the opinion columnists and the New York Times and NBC News, Kelly O'Donnell says that not since Ronald Reagan was shot has there been so clear a threat to the health of American presidency. Is it the presidency? The president is the presidency, I guess, in a manner of speaking. But the good wishes for people who are not his friends, if you will, And then making the point that you did, he's 74. It's difficult for people sometimes that age to fend it off. He's not healthy. He doesn't eat well. You know, that kind of stuff. It really is, you know, look at all of this stuff. And then the impact of it, the COVID impact, like the H&M folks closing 250 stores because of the virus. And how many people have lost their jobs because of this in malls? What's going on in malls? I mean, everything rolls into everything, Michael.
And yet there is media that is out there saying we're enjoying a great economic recovery and that times
are
it's
not equally distributed, though. That's a thing. If they don't pass this stimulus thing, when they go to the polls, as I said a few minutes ago, the first thing they're going to think about is, oh, Trump and his buddies didn't pass this. I'm out of a job. I'm not voting for him. I think that's the mindset of a lot of people.
I wonder. I don't know whether or not Trump's base is ready to turn on him yet.
Even the base doesn't get him elected, though. You got to get people in the middle.
Actually, the base is what got him elected the last time.
I suppose, maybe. Yeah.
Right. It's interesting. Everything's upside down. We got a break coming up, and then we got a whole half hour more to chew on. It's exciting.
You know, one of the things that I also am tied together here that is a subtext of the COVID discussion, the traces of the virus that causes COVID was found in Lake Superior this week.
Really?
Did you see that? We were talking about that. No. Matter of fact, it's our clip of the day at DJVShow.com. There's something that'll set you. Imagine all the people who've taken a swim in Lake Superior this summer.
Oh, my.
Wondering,
woo,
why exposed to that? 28 past the hour.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school.
President Trump's comments Sunday at Walter Reed Medical Center. The president's doctors say if the president continues to improve, he could be headed back to the White House as early as today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that all Senate floor activity would be rescheduled until October 19th, but committee work like the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, would continue. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy.
Mitch McConnell seems to be jamming through the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett, even though 3 senators have COVID.
The New York Democrat speaking on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
President Trump briefly left the military hospital where he's being treated for COVID-19, riding in a Secret Service vehicle to greet supporters gathered outside. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski tells NBC's Today Show why the ride was important for the president.
Well, the president wanted to show the supporters how much he appreciated them and show that you can still continue to function even with COVID-19. Obviously, look, he's a leader and he wants to lead. And we see this from the great leaders. When they show a sign of respect to the people who are out supporting them, and that's what this was.
As far as the Secret Service agents being in close proximity to a COVID-19 positive patient, Lewandowski says,
it's my understanding, Savannah, from the information I've obtained, that the detail leader and of the Secret Service and the driver both volunteered for that assignment. As you know, they have very, very difficult jobs, but they were not required to do that. They both volunteered. And there was a piece of plexiglass, I believe, between the president and the two Secret Service agents who were in the vehicle.
What was once a tropical depression on track to reach the northern Gulf Coast as a hurricane later this week has been upgraded to a tropical storm. Forecasters expecting Tropical Storm Delta to grow into a hurricane by the time it nears Cuba on Tuesday. It's the 25th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which is almost double the average of a typical season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I knew we'd find it for reference to the song. Remember when we were playing it as a disc jockey? I remember playing that thing.
I never played it.
You never played that song?
Nah, I don't remember.
Oh, come on. Who is that? That's the R.E.M.
Oh, that's some new punk band.
Not to be confused with R.E.M.
Every one of those bands sound like... R.E.M. was an excellent band, and sometimes I find it hard to believe that they're like a classic rock established band.
I know.
Some of the bands I still think of as new are people, they're before people were born.
Like Gun Hill Road.
I happen to be a fan of that late 70s, early 80s punk new wave scene, when the punk evolved into new wave. To me, like the quintessential group of that era were the Cars.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, that sound. And
the fabulous
sound. That's old music now,
yeah,
but it still has a certain modernness about it.
I thought the Cars were fabulous. As a matter of fact, I liked the fact that the Police and the Cars were at at the same time, and I said they ought to join forces and become the police cars.
I used to say on the air, the cars and the doors should join forces and become the car doors.
Car doors.
Yeah.
There we go. How about we put them together, and they're all three together, the police car doors.
Now we're really talking about consolidation.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is that whole era, you had the Fix, and you had the Flock of Seagulls that had a fun little song that became overplayed, and you had Missing Persons, the Motels. I could go on and on. It was a great little era of music, but it's old.
All right, so we bring it back to our message, and the mission is here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts there every week, the stories and the people listed at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Some of the ancillary conversation that we have is about the people who are doing this for a living, i.e. the talk show hosts. And I noticed that Michael Savage, who's been around for, when did he win the Freedom of Speech Award? From Talkers Magazine,
how long was it? It was a long time ago. It was 15 years ago, maybe.
And he didn't show up.
Well, he didn't pull a no-show. He said he couldn't show up, and he sent a video.
Yeah, he sent a video.
Yeah. It wasn't like he was scheduled to show up. We knew he wasn't showing
up. See, one of the things, I'm going to take my hat off to you for a moment. The thing that some people didn't get, When we had our annual meetings, and still do, hopefully we'll be able to have some more after all this nonsense is over. We didn't have one this year. But every year you give away a Freedom of Speech Award to a prominent host. And the idea isn't to make it to somebody that's popular. It's to give it to somebody who's got the balsam to, you know, take advantage of what we offer in this country, and that is to say things that people don't like. Savage is an example of that. G. Gordon Liddy is an example of that. Remember that hoopla in Houston when he got the award? Good God.
I forgot. You and I didn't talk for 2 years after that.
Well, that was also one of the side not benefits of it all. But Gloria,
it was a blood fight.
Oh, my God. Gloria Allred.
The G. Gordon Liddy incident was an upheaval in the talk radio world that made enemies out of friends, and it was, you know, and I don't want to get too deep into it now because it's going to be a major chapter on the book that I will someday not write. But it definitely was a hell of a thing. But that, just to sum it up, the Freedom of Speech Award was to give it to somebody who it was an example of free speech in action, of the First Amendment in action. Mm-hmm. Didn't necessarily mean we agree or disagree with them, but the problem when you step into that territory, people always tend to think you're endorsing what the person says as opposed to endorsing the fact that they had the courage to say it.
And the other, like Al Franken won. That was another bloodbath.
I threw the guy off the stage during his acceptance speech. I give a guy a Freedom of Speech Award. I present it to him. I don't give it to him. We did. But I present him the Freedom of Speech Award, and then I personally throw him off the stage because he wouldn't shut up. That was the most. That's another chapter in the book.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the virus cases have gone way up in the Midwest. Some of the things that are being done by politicians to discount the way people are being treated and handled, it's chaos. I think if you look at the story, the major story of the week is chaos. That's kind of, remember, that was Get Smart, right? Didn't he work for Chaos, or the bad guys were Chaos?
I think so. I think Chaos was one of those organizations.
Yeah, right. And we've got it now. We've got complete, everybody's off on their own. The governor of Texas says only one drop-off location for mail ballots that aren't going to be mailed in. So you bring them to yourself. And how long do you think the line's going to be? In each county, there's one. I mean, how in the world? This guy should get impeached if he can impeach a governor for coming up with that kind of stuff. That's part of the number one story anyway this week.
Yeah, the mail-in ballot debate is up there in the number one story. Yeah. Of course, I don't know what the number one story is at the moment, but from the standpoint of the week, that was it. The presidential race, the debate on Tuesday, and the argument over mail-in ballots. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the secondary issue was Supreme Court packing.
Yeah, and Amy Coney Barrett. I wonder if that actually is ever, with the chaos, if that actually is ever going to happen. And by the way, the fact that these are the stories that we're talking about doesn't mean this is all that's going on. How many people know where Azerbaijan is? How many people know where Armenia is? And did you know that for centuries they have been fighting because it's a tribal area of the world, and they're right now in the most severe military conflict they've been in for hundreds of years because they're disputing territory that's right on the edge of Europe that both of them claim. Anybody know anything about this? Anybody heard anything? This could blow up into a huge regional conflict.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we didn't choose to have our convention there this year.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Yeah. Right. I have none of that. And who's talking about immigration? Right? But that was...
Who wants to come here?
I'm right. I suppose that's a factor in it, isn't it?
Huh? What you think?
Why bother? Yeah. But you notice how that sort of boiled away? Yeah. Who's talking about it anymore? Well, really? Nobody's talking about that anymore. So, anyway. All right. So, with regard to Dr. Fauci... And where he plays, he's number four in the people list this week.
Yeah.
And I have noticed a lot of people have gone back to him. He sort of was discounted because the president and he seem to be spatting all the time. But now, because of what's happening and the vaccine thing, that's another part of the vaccine is number four this week on the story list. Yeah. What are we doing? There are some people who say there's going to be a vaccine in 2 weeks. Others say 2 months. Some people say 2 years. Some people say never. And 2 out of 10 in a survey that was published today suggest that they would probably not take a vaccine if Trump were to support it. So if Trump says take the vaccine, we're not taking it.
Well, Trump sort of lost his credibility,
really,
as a source of information about health care management during the COVID crisis. I mean, what can I tell you? My gosh.
Right. All the layoffs. Amazon has been lying about how many people had COVID. This is the Walmart and Amazon, the biggest employers in America. And the fact that they admit to having 20,000+ people who are sick and out of work, no wonder they keep running ads. We need more people. People are getting sick faster than they can hire them.
Bring out your dead.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And I'm breathless. I'm out of breath here. I really am. It's just, this is I don't remember.
So I better take a break here.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember a moment on this program in all of its history like this one right now, where we're just overwhelmed by the number of things that are going on. We have to have the top 100 stories all in the top 10.
How about we make a New Year's resolution to lose some weight? Is it too early for New Year's resolutions? You know, every year people make resolutions, and one of the big ones is they've decided it's time to lose weight. After Christmas, after the holidays, after Halloween, you can't have Halloween this year because the government says you can't have Halloween, right? CDC, nope, no Halloween. So no candy, that's going to be good for people's health. And the turkeys are all gone now, they're all spoken for, so you won't be able to get a turkey for Thanksgiving. You'll have to have ham or something else, maybe a hot dog. For Thanksgiving, so maybe we won't need this till Christmas when we have the Christmas. What are the fruitcakes? Right, we'll all be eating fruitcake for Christmas.
A lot of fruitcakes running around.
Yes, there are. So after you've eaten all that fruitcake, you're going to need to lose weight. And I'm obviously having fun and being a little facetious with this, but the message is clear. If you're trying to lose weight and you've been frustrated because nothing you've done, absolutely nothing, no matter what you've done, it doesn't last. You lose the weight. And you put it back on. Lose the weight, and you put it back on. So let's get to the bottom of that problem and fix it once and for all by getting on the Calitrin program, the weight loss formula that's all natural. That's why I support it. No stimulants, no drugs. I'm happy to tell you this is the way to go. The science proves it. The success rate proves it. The number of people who've been taking it for 20-some-odd years proves it. Lose the weight. Get on Calitrin's program. Go to toploss.com, buy a 3-month supply, and get 3 more months free. Pretty good deal. And if you want to really stock up, payment plan can be put together to help you in that department. Toploss.com. Use the DJV code on checkout to not have to pay for shipping and get the best deal. That's the DJV code at checkout at toploss.com.
Social distancing has made going to a conventional movie theater difficult, if not impossible. However, what had been an entertainment relic is now a rediscovered form of cinema. According to Mini USA, drive-in movies are the ideal event for anyone with a car because drivers can enjoy a common experience with friends and family while still taking appropriate precautions. For a free guide with tips and fun facts on how to enjoy a drive-in experience, visit miniusa.com/drive-in.
If you want to hunt turkeys on your home turf this fall, you'll need a habitat that will attract them. And Michael Waddell, the creator of the Bone Collector series, says that your lawnmower can help. It can allow you to build out a plot of land that's friendly for turkeys to nest, feed, and hide from other predators. For more of Waddell's secrets, check out Exmark's free new video, Backyard Life Turkey Habitat Tips, at backyard.exmark.com. That's backyard.exmark.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
From showering to shaving, what if that time in the bathroom was spent relaxing with music or maybe learning from a podcast? Well, that's the idea behind the Hilo Smart Mirror. Developer Zach Alorfi explains.
The magic happens when you come close to it. It turns on automatically to give you access to an Android interface, something really familiar and intuitive for everyone. It has an integrated speaker and microphone. Just to give you some example, for instance, if you decided to put it in the bathroom, it changed the ambience of the space. Like, you can play some music from Spotify while you're showering, reading your local news while brushing your teeth, or you can even, like, watch the latest episode of Netflix while you're taking a bath, you know? You can do so many things with it, so it's very versatile.
Pick up the Hilo Smart Mirror on Amazon or at HiloSmartMirror.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute. Brought to you by Asus.
All right, let's get to this is one of my favorite things that I talk about. And this week, really, I listened to many of them. Most of them I start. Sometimes I get distracted. But Michael's interview, the MH interview this week, is with someone that I think is just the most fabulous radio person. So tell us what people
expect. I have a conversation with two people. One, the legendary DJ Cousin Bruce Morrow.
Bruce Morrow.
And his new boss, the guy that recently bought WABC, the place where Brucey was famous in the 60s and 70s. He's back on the weekend now doing a music show on the news talk station, WABC, which is owned by a mogul by the name of John Catsimatidis. And I get John Catsimatidis and Cousin Brucey in one place, Zoom, and we talk for a good half hour, 40 minutes. It's very revealing. If you're a radio freak, you're going to love this.
Well, if you just like, Bruce Morrow is one of the most wonderful people that you could ever hope to meet. And he's been involved in every major thing in New York radio history, and certainly in many. Didn't he get an award from Talkers?
We gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award. I presented it to him, and as he's walking up to me and I handed it to him, I remembered listening to him when I was 10 years old on WINS in
New York. He's 87 years old, this guy. So there's hope for us all, Michael. All right. Woo. Check it out, mhinterview.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, here on the DJV program, keeping up with technology as it applies to you and your everyday life. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Duracell is at number 5 with their new batteries, Victoria. How is that affecting our lives?
Well, the new coin cell batteries will be less enticing for children to put in their mouths. They are adding a new very bitter coating to the 2032, 2025, and 2016 size lithium coin batteries. They are trying to discourage young children from accidentally eating them. The new batteries begin rolling out in stores this month, and they feature a coating on the bottom that reacts with saliva to release a bitter taste that that they're hoping will discourage kids from swallowing it or ever putting a battery in their mouths again. Duracell notes that swallowing a lithium battery can cause a harmful chemical reaction in as little as 2 hours. They didn't say it, but a lot of tech writers have reported on this, saying that that reaction that it has in your stomach could actually kill a child. So this is something that is good and hopefully will protect little ones. Because a lot of these coin batteries are being used in so many devices now. We're moving away from AA and AAA. It's more about the coin battery.
Next up, number 4, a focus on Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, people were wondering if Prime Day was going to happen because typically it occurs in July, but with the pandemic and everything going on, Amazon canceled it. So now they've announced that Prime Day will happen, and it will run from October 13th to October 14th, and they have it's a two-day shopping event that features over 1 million deals across every category. Brands like Panasonic and Keurig and Under Armour and Adidas and Lacoste, all of those will be on sale. Starting right now until October 12th, Prime members will receive a $10 credit usable on Prime Day if you spend that money at small businesses on Amazon. That's the big push this year. Amazon is committing to spending more than $100 million to promote small business through Prime Day and the holiday season, which I think is good news. Prime Day starts at 3 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, October 13th.
All right, number three is a new traffic stop feature that will be interesting as far as it affects the police.
Mm-hmm. Ring, which is the home security company, has released a new dashboard cam that goes in your car. It has a feature called Traffic Stop. This Ring car cam is going to cost $199. It has two cameras, one pointed out the front windshield and one that points directly into the car's interior. The camera can send alerts whenever an event like a break-in or towing or an accident is detected, and owners can tap into the camera feed to see what's going on inside their car. The interesting thing is the traffic stop feature. All you need to do is say, Alexa, I'm being pulled over. It automatically starts recording. It saves all of the footage to the cloud. It will also send a notification to a list of your emergency contacts that you set up during, you know, the initial setup, and then it informs them that you are being pulled over by the police. So, essentially, this could be a really good thing for police accountability because we know we cannot rely on body cams from the police. They are either tampered with or they're not turned on or it only shows one side of an altercation. So this is another way for citizens to be able to, you know, I think, protect themselves and hold the police accountable, which is a good thing.
Yep. Number two, here's a scam. Look out for this.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one. This is the gift card scam. The Better Business Bureau is warning consumers to be on the lookout for gift cards that have been tampered with. Gift cards, especially this year coming up with, you know, the holidays and people maybe not traveling, gift cards are the number one most requested gift of the 2020. And so this is a very easy scam, and this is how it works. Using a magnetic strip reader, which can be purchased on Amazon for under $100, the scammers scan the cards, because, you know, they're all in every store. These gift cards are just out in the open now. They used to be behind a glass case. Now they're not. So if you pick up one of these cards, make sure that the PIN has not been scratched off, because all these scammers need to do is they run it through the scanner, they pop a new sticker on it. When you take that card to the checkout and you add $50 to it or you add $100, that actually goes directly into the scammer's bank account. So you're giving an empty gift card, essentially. Just make sure nothing looks suspicious. Take a different card, turn the one that if you see something that looks like it's been tampered with, turn it in immediately. And the Federal Trade Commission says that only buy gift cards from known and trusted retailers as well. That's another way that you can make sure that you're being safe.
Number one tech story of the week is a suit against Facebook.
This is the reason that this is the number one, this is the biggest tech story of the week, is because this could set a legal precedent for all social media. What happened was the partner of one of the civil rights protesters who was shot and killed in Kenosha, Wisconsin last month, has sued Facebook, alleging that they were negligent in failing to remove posts calling on local militia members to take up arms. So they're basically saying that Facebook was partly responsible for this murder. So if they win, this is going to change the game for social media.
Changing the game. That's what we're doing here. That's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 Pat.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.